This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
National anthem in the Ukraine that is Russia's national anthem. Wow. What's happening there is getting serious, and what's our role in it? We've been talking about this now for weeks and weeks on, and hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we sail through this hour, that's one of the things that we'll be chatting about. Plus, we'll get your thoughts through the miracle of the internet as we go to the mailbag. And an interesting conversation about taxes, because taxes are right around the corner. You know, the 18th will be here before you know it, well, a couple of months. But what are some of the new deductions or things to look forward to, perhaps, when you file this time around? But it's not about taxes, it's about war. And what is happening at this point is we are within striking distance, if we need to be. Putin wants to push NATO away from Russia, but NATO is all over the place. Troops are on the border, so there's the deployment of American fighter jets to Estonia. That's just part of what they're calling the enhanced presence, NATO presence, in Eastern Europe. So their role this time around to supplement the four Belgian F-16s already policing Baltic airspace alongside the Estonian Air Force. It's the first time U.S. warplanes have been attached to a mission in Estonia, this mission in Estonia, and the deployment takes on some big meaning at a time when President Vladimir Putin has made it clear the ultimate goal of Russia's military buildup around the Ukraine is to push NATO away from Russia's border. Flat out, that's what he said. He said he demands to effectively dismantle NATO in its current form as a condition for Russia's de-escalation. But it's had the opposite effect. That was the ultimatum presented by the Kremlin to the United States, wanting commitments that NATO would, again, withdraw the troops from countries that joined the alliance after 1997, which would be all of Eastern Europe, and for NATO to agree to admit to no further members, including the Ukraine. All bets are off at this point. Now it's more than a challenge. It's a serious flare-up. NATO's response certainly has made the more vulnerable members feel better, the Baltic states, which have watched the disaggressions with, I'm sure, some alarm, and have called for their own defenses to be reinforced. So at this point, there we are, right in the middle of all of this. You know, this is, as we look back, we think of the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and some of the other challenges this president in the year that he's been president that he's looked at, and he has not been willing to become embroiled in any way in any new foreign kind of an upheaval. But now this time we are on the doorstep and more at this point. So the window of opportunity to divide NATO and the EU has not happened. I mean, it's starting to close, and this is absolutely what Putin wanted. So what is the bigger picture in all of this? As we look at what's happening, the Russian military buildup on the border, and the fact that you've got Zelensky, Ukraine's own president, saying during a news conference just a handful of days ago, take a breath and calm down. Don't worry. And then you've got now what's happening with NATO. I think there's cause for worry. Is a Russia invasion of the Ukraine imminent? It's looking more and more that way. The attempt of Moscow to reinsert its influence in what they consider their sphere of influence and to prevent that North Atlantic Treaty Organization from moving into the states that once constituted the Soviet Union. So it is obvious that a line has been drawn. If there was a full-scale Russian attack, especially if it reached any of the urban areas, it would be terrible, horrific, deadly. I mean, our own general, Mark Milley, who's the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, certainly said that last week. So at this point, it's definitely more than saber rattling. But it's their move, big time. The ball is so in Putin's court at this point. All right, also happening here closer to us in the United States is a buildup of the weather. I know that is a big, big left turn, but this winter storm could be the biggest in 100 years. You heard me right, 100 years for parts of the U.S., if the snow totals really stack up the way some of the models are looking, it'll be historic for some, and that could be people that are normally not getting that kind of weather, meaning Dallas would be in the middle of that, and Memphis would be in the middle of that. Icy roads, power outages, dangerously cold temperatures. 90 million people are under winter weather alerts, including myself, as I am broadcasting from an area that's part of that alert. It stretches from the Rockies to New England, and we may see snow in some areas, as I mentioned, that you don't normally get it necessarily. It's kind of a 1-2 punch. Heavy snow in the Rockies, that spreads to the Midwest, and through Wednesday, some people are already going to see that, 15 to 20 inches of snow, and the Midwest will probably get two rounds or so, especially Chicago. They'll probably get a double dip of that, too. The snow forecast for places like Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know what it is? 18 inches, which pales in comparison to a town just 20 miles outside of Boston, Massachusetts, that had over 30 this past weekend. But for Fort Wayne, Indiana, it would be the all-time snowfall record. It would tie it from 1900. Places like Toledo could be looking at their biggest snowfall in 100 years. So I think the scarier thing is not some snow, but the ice. Because from Dallas to Memphis, rain starts on Wednesday night, changes over to that wintry mix on Thursday, and where it goes and how it ends up, either heavy ice accumulation is possible and likely from Texas through the Ohio Valley. So, schools are being closed ahead of time. In Dallas, they've closed the public schools on Thursday and Friday. In many other areas, they're doing the same thing as well in the great state of Texas. Odds and ends on the flip side.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
It's not the end of Whoopi Goldberg, but she has been suspended. The View, no stranger to hosts' comments that often are controversial. But ABC suspended her for 2 weeks on Tuesday night, just a day after she drew a lot of fire for falsely saying that the Holocaust was not about race. The ABC News president, Kim Godwin, said, effective immediately, Whoopi Goldberg, is suspended for 2 weeks for her wrong and hurtful comments. She has apologized. She said that she's been asked by the network to take time to reflect and learn about the impact of her comments, according to the ABC News president. So what happened was, she said in a post, she said, I misspoke. I tweeted about it last night, but I wanted you to hear it from me directly. This is Goldberg saying, I said something that I feel a responsibility for not leaving unexamined because my words upset so many people, which was never my intention. I understand why now, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful because the information I got was really helpful, and it helped me understand some different things. I said the Holocaust wasn't about race, it was instead about man's inhumanity to man, but it is indeed about race because Hitler and the Nazis considered Jews to be an inferior race, which of course is what many times was the mantra, the code, the creed, whatever, of Adolf Hitler. So she continued and said, no, now I know words matter and mine are no exception. I regret my comments. I stand corrected. I stand with the Jewish people, as they know and you all know, because I've always, always done that. So, she said she misspoke and fell into this and didn't mean it, and it's a two-week suspension. I mean, listen, she has been on the program for, hard to believe, about 15 years, and there have been other controversial things that have happened, but this one, immediately, with a new president at ABC, they reacted swiftly. We live in the world where words, of course, reverberate the second they leave your lips, and she just clearly was not thinking about what she said and has said that over and over again in this tweet. So gone for 2 weeks. I don't think there'll be much that else that the network will do, and she comes back after that. So, as Whoopi Goldberg exits the tube, the small tube, for a while, this is also a time when we look at some interesting things that are happening on the political landscape. And I know I've said this many times. Of course, we've covered many elections, obviously, on this show, and we've taken the show to Washington a lot, and we've talked to all kinds of politicians, politicians that were full of hot air, politicians that had good ideas that fell flat and they ultimately weren't reelected, politicians that meant well but never really pushed some of those ideas forward because they couldn't get people on board, and then some that have had success, and success is the name of the game for the Republican Party. They want to win the White House back and do not want a Democratic president to get two terms and to see that happen again. The question still is all about whether or not the former president, Donald Trump, gets the nomination, or I think Ron DeSantis. There may be somebody else that comes out of the blue, so to speak, that we're not thinking about, that decides to throw in on all of this. But it doesn't look that way at this point. We're still a couple of years away, but the push to become the president, even if you're the former president, really starts a couple of years away from the election, because it's about memory and it's about using your words. It's about talking to people and traveling and drumming up interest. And certainly we see the polls, and most of the polls have Donald Trump on the Republican side getting the nomination, and nobody close to him, even coming close whatsoever, including DeSantis, in snagging that. So it's interesting to watch the maneuverings of the Republican Party itself, the mechanism, and where they're going to go and what they're going to do as far as backing. What is it that the Republican Party is trying to calculate? Because, again, it's about winning back the White House, and that is absolutely the charge, that whatever it takes is to win back the White House and not allow two terms. So what is it they're going to do ultimately to make that happen? And it's now at this point, it's clear that there's going to be more rallies for Trump. He's going to hold more rallies. And clearly there are many people. The war chest is huge. I mean, the war chest is so huge. When you run for the president of the United States, you can't do it on a dime. You not only have to have backing of influential people and the masses, but you have to have money to spend on your campaign. So he's got $122 million left in various political accounts. That was just announced the other day. That is exponentially more than any previous former president, but it's also more than double the $56 million the Republican National Committee had left in the bank at the end of last year. Isn't that wild? So the financial disparity between Trump and the National Party Committee is off the charts. It is a reminder that Donald Trump trumps the Republican Party when it comes to the flow of money, certainly, and endorsements. And everybody else is second to that in looking at what 2024 will ultimately hold for the Republican Party.
So if he wins the presidency again, there are some things that are already being predicted and some things that he's hinting at, including the consideration of pardoning those arrested for the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. We go to the mailbag. Many of you, at least three or four people, that decided they would pounce on that. And as you can imagine, it's really in both directions. I've got many, many emails about either it was ridiculous or it was the right thing to do. However, that's in our next segment. We'll go to that and get a sense of what the people here who listen to this show anyway are thinking about that possibility. Also, what's interesting and something that I say is obvious to all of us, but this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine and the similarities. What is it that gets under our skin? And the thing that gets under the skin is the thing that is controlling our lives, and that is COVID fatigue. It is a thing. 70% of Americans say we just need to get on with our lives. Let us get on with our lives, please. Poll after poll is showing that. And this Monmouth University poll showed that very thing. A survey showed that 78% of the people who reported having had COVID believe it's time to move on. So they had it and they say, let's go, let's roll, let's move. Not surprisingly, responses indicate a clear divide, with 89% of Republicans agreeing with the statement, 47% of Democrats. Independents, though, 71% say it's time to move on, right? Move on from the pandemic and live like we were living somewhat before, just going out and doing what we do, whether it's socializing, whether it's running to stores, whether it's flying to wherever. And people certainly are doing that, but in a way where we feel like this is natural and normal. I mean, I think that goes back to, once again, COVID fatigue. And I think that word is real, and it's in every nook and cranny that I've talked to people, and everybody says the same thing. We are very, very, very much over this. However, it still is about, please, no variants, no high spikes in whatever is happening to people who are getting hospitalized. And I agree. I feel COVID fatigue as well as you do. Trust me, I'm ready to get on with it as well. Speaking of getting on with it, headed to the mailroom. Meet you there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden is seeking Supreme Court nominee advice amid criticism to nominate the first black woman to the country's highest court. Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Roger Wicker spoke to ABC News.
The fact that he's willing to make a promise at the outset that it must be a black woman, I gotta say that's offensive. It's actually an insult to black women.
The irony is that the Supreme Court is at the very same time hearing cases about this sort of affirmative racial discrimination.
A recent ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all candidates. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to authorize extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under five. The move could open the way for the very youngest Americans to start receiving shots in March. You're listening to USA Radio News. Super Bowl tickets are on sale, and if you plan on seeing the game in person, it will cost you a pretty penny.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. The really good seats are going for around $78,000. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A majority of people say there's a growing cancel culture that threatens freedom, according to the latest Foundation for Individual Rights in Education poll. While 73% of respondents acknowledged having heard of the phrase cancel culture, there were 59% who were convinced it's growing and a threat to liberties in America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
There's no digging about it. The virtual mail is everywhere. I am covered in it. Thanks for that. 24/7. You can send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. So there were a lot of thoughts about the comments that the former president made about this past weekend, suggested that if he wins the presidency again, he would consider pardoning those arrested for the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. So we had a lot of mail on that. This one is from Bob, who listens to us in Florida, in Tallahassee, on 1300 AM, I believe, WTLS. Kate Delaney, wow, I actually am a Trump supporter, and I think he's out of his mind if he wants to pardon the people who trampled all over the U.S. Capitol. I am of the mind that, yes, like you, freedom of speech, baby, protest all you want, but once they desecrated the Capitol, I could not back that action up. I hope if the former president becomes the president again, and trust me, I want Biden out, I hope he does not undo what happened for the people who are paying the price for what they did, especially those involved in harming Capitol police officers or in any way maiming other people, which we certainly saw that. I cannot back that up whatsoever. I am a longtime Republican, and I am a Trump supporter. I hope this is one time that that's just an unpredictable comment and it's not going to happen. All right, got this one from Dick, and he is listening to us in Michigan, and he said he's listening to us in Sandusky, so that must be 1660 AM WMIC. Thanks for telling me where you're listening to us. Dick says, damn right, Kate Delaney, I think the president is on to something. Oops, I mean the former president. I don't agree with the hundreds of people that were arrested at the Capitol. Yes, things got a little kooky, and some things were out of line, and certainly officers' lives shouldn't have been on the line. But I think that the people are paying too high of a price for ultimately what they were trying to do, and that was to continue to let their voices be heard over an election that they were dissatisfied with and didn't feel was fair. And I agree with that. I think if he could undo some of that as far as the people who were arrested and incarcerated for too long of a period, I think that's exactly what he should do. And then here's kind of what I call the tiebreaker. And this is this one is from Alan. And Alan says, hey, Kate, I am just kind of in the middle when it comes to this comment that the former president made over the weekend that's getting a lot of ink or tweets or whatever, but saying that there's possibility of a pardon for the people arrested for what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. I think there are people that got caught up in the melee that should not be in the middle of the push to punish anybody that seemingly was close by or maybe was in the building when everything was wide open once the people who were more rabid opened things up. The ill-advised actions of a few should not make the entire group pay a deeper price. And I think some of this should be considered in these prosecutions. So if the only thing to do is to go through and pardon certainly some of the people, maybe not all of them, then perhaps that is the right thing to do if Trump becomes president again. All right, it's not the last that we've heard of this, and it'll be very interesting to watch if this becomes a theme, if this becomes something that he talks about more when it gets more serious, I think, at these rallies. This was kind of a suggestion. You know, he threw it out there, got a little bit of reaction to it, but it wasn't something he went deep on, so it doesn't mean that that's exactly what he's going to pound on when he's out there again shaking hands, talking to people, and in front of more mics. We'll see where that ends up. Certainly there will be a big fight over that and lots of conversation, but we're very, very far away from that happening, right? The suggestion, though, absolutely had a lot of Republicans reacting to that. A lot of people reacting to that comment and saying that that's like one thing. You know, I can't back up. For example, Senator Lindsey Graham, a longtime Republican from South Carolina, he's massive, of course, Trump supporter. But he said the pardons, you know, the whole idea of the pardons, he said, is just inappropriate. It's inappropriate for that, right? And he's not the only one. There are others. But if Trump were to become president again, that the ball would be in his court, so to speak, if that's what he wanted to do. At this point, it's a non-issue because we're not even really at the big push time for this election. But I do think that it's something either he's going to go all in on a theme or just kind of talk about a little bit. He did go a tad deeper in an interview where he said, look, they tried to burn down, we're talking federal buildings, they were terrible. You know, he said, talking about every Democratic city that was on fire and nobody was saying anything about it. He says they're not treating these people the same way. And that's part of the comparison that he is making. All right, moving on for that, from that, because we're not going to settle that here. Moving on from that, this is from Chase, who says he's listening to us on the West Coast. Hi, Kate. I am watching to see what is going to happen in this Olympic push for the U.S. Do you give the United States the chance to win the most medals? It seems like every Olympics, the U.S. has the most medals, even though some of the other countries come close. We are sending a lot of people, and I guess it depends on the whole COVID protocols thing, but I would assume that we certainly have some athletes that have a great chance to get on the podium this time around. Oh, absolutely. You would assume, right, my friend. I mean, it's always fun to kind of predict, and I will do this as we get a little bit deeper into this, the gold medals, the silver medals, and the bronze medals, what I think will happen as far as the U.S. and how many potential medals we could win. You know, you look at skating, and it might not be a gold medal. It might be, you know, I'm saying just purely figure skating. It might be a silver medal for the women. It might be a silver medal for the men. I think that competition is pretty hot with the Russians, actually. Then bobsledding can be interesting. We have some great bobsledders that have a wonderful chance of collecting a lot of medals. But it does depend, again, I'll say it, on what happens with the COVID test, because one little test can knock a team apart if the wrong, especially if it's a team, if the wrong person is part of the COVID infection rates that are up for the Olympic athletes. That is that ultimately is the telltale sign of in a bigger sense of what could happen. Because if you're knocked out and it's, the competition's on and you can't even get in the country, well, obviously, you know, there you go. But here we are, Beijing on the doorstep, just a couple of days away, and I'm going to have on the show Nancy Kerrigan, and we'll ask her a little bit more about figure skating, because I do believe figure skating is very, very strong. I watched some of the worlds and the qualifying for that for the U.S. team, and I think the U.S. certainly has a great, 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 great chance to win a lot of medals. You know, when you look at snowboarding, when you look at when you look at the luge, when you look at, like I said, figure skating, it might not be the gold, but it might be some of the other medals, like silver or even bronze. And if you think back at what the U.S. has won in some of these events, certainly the snowboarding events especially were very, very strong last time around for the men and for the women. So there was a shortened Olympic torch relay for the 2022 Winter Olympic Games that begin in Beijing. The three-day torch relay for the Olympics shortened because of concerns about what else? The coronavirus started on Wednesday with an 80-year-old man and a former speed skater carrying the flame. For some reason, that's always a cool thing to see the run into the stadium. With 20 million people, they've experienced only a handful of COVID-19 cases, Beijing says. Reported two new ones on Wednesday, but in keeping up with China's zero-tolerance approach to the pandemic, strict rules require lockdowns and mass testing when any real or suspected case is discovered. That's why it could hack a team if that happens, because you might not be able to get back in. Even if you're there, you might not be able to get back into the scheduled events. So I think smart to shorten the torch relay. And there are many countries, the U.S. being one of them, not sending dignitaries to go to the Beijing Games. Part of that is a protest against human rights abuses by the communist regime. But also part of that is the whole COVID thing as well. All right, we're talking about your taxes next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky.
So we're really excited to have Mark Stieber with us. He's Jackson Hewitt's Chief Tax Information Officer, and it's tax time, I can tell, because all of my friends and associates are going a little bit crazy. And why? Because there's things they don't know before they file, and there's things they should know and things that you're going to learn from Mark during this conversation, because there's been a lot of changes because of what happened in, you know, 2021. So it's a little bit different, I think, this time around for a lot of people, depending on things like child tax credit, et cetera. Mark, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Wonderful, exciting time for people to start getting their big tax refunds in.
Boy, no kidding. And there is, like, do you feel like there's people that have a little more anxiety because there's some uncertainty of some differences with taxes and laws, et cetera, this time around?
If they shouldn't, they should, because the table stakes have never been higher. The benefits have never been more enriched from the tax law changes. And so there's a lot more money at play than my same old tax refund of years ago. So if you don't have anxiety, it's because you're not aware of all that's going on with your single largest financial transaction, mostly to the good. And that's okay. But there's a lot to watch and a lot to watch out for. And that breeds nervous tension, or it should.
All right, so let's talk about what we should watch out for. Give us a couple of tips on that. What should we watch out for?
Well, I'll just simply say it's the third year of the continuing pandemic, right? So there have been life changes from the pandemic. People are working from different locations, home offices, unemployed. People have started self-employed gigs to make ends meet. People are still getting married and divorced and having children and starting their own business and going back to college at night. So there's plain old life changes. And then the third category are the tax legislative changes, both federal and state, that the government put into place to try to help out. So there's a lot of places to look for benefits or changes to your tax return, most of them pro-taxpayer. And I'll give you a couple of the three that we've seen so far this year, the largest by far of which is the new giant child tax credit. Child tax credit's been around for decades, and it's a nice credit to help offset your taxes. New for 2021, though, it's been supersized to $3,600 per young child, $3,000 for older children, $2,000 for high-income earners, up to $400,000 if you're married, or $200,000 if you're single. And tax credit, which is a dollar-for-dollar offset, not like a tax deduction or a tax, you know, benefit, it's a full dollar-for-dollar benefit. And it's fully refundable. No earned income, no tax offset this year, $3,600 fully refundable credit under the new child tax credit program. Finally, they started making advance payments on the estimate of what would be half of your credit back in July. So about 35 million people got payments, $300 or so per month, in an estimate of half the tax credit that they would ultimately claim. Well, when you do your taxes this year, you'll have to reconcile what you have received to get the other half. And then, pray tell, if you had a new child because you adopted a child, had a baby, fostered a child, your year for shared custody, which a lot of people have, you know, you may be due an entire new whole amount of the credit, $3,600 or $3,000 or $2,000. So affects a lot of people. The dollar amounts couldn't be higher, but it is not with simple, you know, check a box. You've got to do some things to get that money.
Yeah, wow.
The child credit, the biggest one by far, but lots of others in there too.
Yeah, yeah, so that's great. So this is a big one people talk about, especially now, because as you said, with the pandemic, so many people with home offices. Is your home office tax deductible? How do you figure that out?
Yeah, that's a pretty simple rule, but unfortunately it's steeped in mysticism. It's an audit red flag, which it's not. And it's also steeped in confusion that if I have an office and it's at home with my desk and my chair, my printer, my phone, what have you, I have a home office. I should take that form, the home office deduction form. Well, that's not entirely true. If you're an employee working at home, out of a convenience of the employer, out of an abundance of caution, you just want to be safe, or even if your office is closed and you don't have a choice, if you're working from home and you have a home office, if you're an employee, you do not qualify for the home office deduction. On the other hand, if you have a side gig, a self-employed activity out of your home, a home-based business, full-time or part-time, or your spouse does, then you certainly qualify for the home office deduction, even if you are an employee at the same time. But what you have to have is a home-based business, like an Amazon business, an Etsy business, or any kind of business that you run where you have an office out of your home. If you have that, then yes. If you're an employee, pure and simple, without some side gig income, then no. But it is not a key red flag. It is a very nice tax benefit. There's a simplified version and a complex version. So if you're working out of your house and you have some self-employment business, full or part-time, be sure you claim the home office deduction.
Oh, that's a great tip. All right, when should taxpayers work with a pro? When do you not want to do this yourself? And you certainly know a lot about that. When do you decide to do that?
Well, any time that you have something that can add dollars or confusion to your tax return, you should seek out someone who's trained in the new rules, who stands behind it with a guarantee, you know, that is convenient and economically priced. And that may or may not be your Uncle Bob, the tax pro, but it certainly is a qualified tax pro. And I tell people this, if you've had any change or any of these new changes that we talked about impact you, you generally don't want to go it alone and do your taxes on your smartphone while you're riding the tram in. The risks of making a mistake are too high. And it's no longer I'm going to get audited. Now it's I left off $2,000, I left off $4,000, I left off $10,000 in benefits. And the thing people need to know is this. The IRS is not in the business to make sure you got your biggest refund. Rarely will they send Kate another $5,000 because you left off this set of tax deductions related to your home-based business. On the other hand, they will send you a notice when you leave off that unemployment benefit that is fully taxable. So you use a pro to get the best refund that you can, to lower your stress, and to help you navigate what is a complicated set of tax laws in any year, and 2021's king daddy of that so far anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mark, where can we go for more information?
But our website at JacksonHewitt.com, we've got videos on these and other topics. We've got checklists on what to do to get started, what to watch out for. But the best thing, you got a little bar in there. You put your zip code, up pops the pizza graphic map of all the offices near you. You can click on one, make an appointment, take down the address, or just go right in, drop off your stuff if you don't want to sit there in the office and have it prepared virtually for you. So the JacksonHewitt.com website, great place to get started, whether you're our client, whether you want to do it yourself, or you just want to outsource the whole thing to someone who's trained and experienced. JacksonHewitt.com. I always like to start there for any of your tax questions.
Excellent. Mark Stuber, it was great talking to you. Jackson Hewitt's Chief Tax Information Officer. I'm sure it's a busy season for you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. What I love that he said there is that if you leave thousands of deductions, that kind of thing off, hey, they're not going to let you know. You know, you should have written that off and that off, and that would have reduced what you owe, or it would have led to some sort of a refund. So he is right. And I'm sure I've fallen into the category of leaving things out on the side of, hey, the IRS wins, and I don't. And he is absolutely 100% on that. They're not going to let you know, but they will definitely let you know if you leave things off. And it is one of those deals where we are a nation of procrastinators, are we? Can I say that? Can I just blanket that? It's one of those things. What is procrastination about? Putting off what you don't really feel like doing. If you're going to get a big, giant refund, be doing that right now. Get it in so that you can hopefully get that refund. If you feel like you're going to owe, of course you're going to drag your heels a little bit. And then it becomes that hurry up and get it done days before it's due. Or file for an extension, right? File for an extension because there was no time to do it correctly. So you're just, you know, you think you know, so you guesstimate, and that's why you do the idea of getting the extension. It's just the paperwork that you're dealing with, and for some that really makes a lot of sense. I know that most people hate doing it. I mean, how many people raise your hand if you do your own taxes? I have the special glasses where I can see across America. I see very few hands going up when it comes to taxes. Hey, speaking of money things in the U.S., you know the U.S. debt has officially hit $30 trillion? Wow. That's according to the Treasury Department, their data. They published it on Tuesday. Government borrowing accelerated, of course, during the COVID-19 pandemic. Washington spent aggressively because they were trying to cushion the economic blow from the crisis. So it surged about $7 trillion since the end of 2019. And this is always a tug of war over how much is too much, how much debt is too much. But I'm thinking $30 trillion sounds like a lot of money. $30 trillion. And, of course, the Fed is planning to launch their first series of rate hikes since 2015. So higher borrowing costs are going to make it harder to finance that mountain of debt. Music means this hour is over. Thanks to all of you for listening to it. Make it count, everyone.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.